often do you suffer from overwhelm? What do you think your triggers are to let you know that you're overwhelmed? Feeling like you've gone off the rails? Maybe something physical in your body, tense shoulders, sore back, sore neck. Maybe you've been sick or you've got a headache. You feel like your head's going to explode because it's so full of information, so full of even cool ideas that you have this physical reaction in your body. Maybe you just know that you're completely overwhelmed and you can't see the wood for the trees, you can't see straight, and you're trying to come up with solutions, but you can't come up with solutions when you're in that overwhelmed state. So I want to share a story with you because overwhelm, no matter what level you're playing at, it's going to come up. In fact, for me, the higher I go and the bigger the picture is, which I love, it also creates equal amounts of overwhelm. So I have to implement strategies to keep me intact, which I'm going to share with you in a sec. But first, I want to share the warped juicer. So I've been juicing for breakfast every day for months now, right? Absolutely love it. It's been fantastic. 2 days ago, I had so much on my mind, so many things that I wanted to do, and I hadn't implemented my strategies that keep me sane. And I was putting the juicer together, and I thought I couldn't get it to work. I thought that I had put the plastic bit in the dishwasher and that it had warped it somehow, and it was no longer gonna fit together. I could not, for the life of me, work out how to put this juicer together that I'd been putting together every single day for months. I was convinced that the juicer was warped. It took me about 10 minutes to work out how to put this thing together. I thought I was having a stroke or there was something wrong with me. So then when I walked away and I implement my strategies, first one, breathing. How many times do we forget to breathe when we're so overwhelmed? Because we're like, oh my God, I gotta do this. I gotta do this with the kids. I've gotta do this with work. I've got those things to do today. Oh my God, the clock's ticking. And you get panicked about everything and you forget to breathe. So breathing was one. I walked away and I took a big breath. And then I went back and put the juicer together, no drama, right? And there was no warp in the juicer all along. It was just the juicer sending me a message that I had to implement my overwhelm strategies because it was making me mental and not able to do normal day-to-day things. And I thought, if I go into my day with this kind of overwhelm, I'm not gonna get anything achieved because my brain was gonna explode, it doesn't function right in that kind of state. So the other thing that I do to shift my state is I have my 5-song playlist. On Spotify, I've taken 5 songs that empower me and it's part of my daily rituals, and I hadn't done it yet before I got to the juicer, and that is play those songs loud and move around while I'm doing it. Back stretches, neck stretches. If you do back stretches, you've got the camel and cat stretch with your back when you're just on all fours. Moving around, maybe you want to dance, whatever songs inspire you and get you moving, it completely changes your state. Now, back in the day when I used to do a radio show, to change my voice before I would record an ad, I would scull a drink, jump up and down on the spot, I would do a voice and Peggy Babcock facial exercises to change my state, which would actually change my voice that projected over the radio. These same exercises, which I tell people to do when they're creating video, is the same exercises you can do to shift your state when you're in overwhelm. When you jump up and down, when you pump your arms up in the air, when you just move around, when you sing your favorite song at the top of your lungs, all of these things, they shift your state and help you get over overwhelm. And then you can go to the whiteboard. Whiteboard theory is my other solution. I believe there's something about when you're on your whiteboard writing your ideas or writing your list of all of the things that you've got to do. You're writing them on the whiteboard, you're standing up, you're probably not writing with both hands, you can, woo! You're writing the things on the whiteboard and your blood's pumping because you're standing and you're moving while you're doing it. And you get all of those thoughts out on your whiteboard, then you move to your other whiteboard or your notepad and you write down the top 3 actions that you need to take. You've got all the other ones on the whiteboard to deal with later. Put that aside for now, just focus on the top 3 things that you need to do for that day. Put them in order of priority, and one, if you just nail your number one top priority that day, then it's a successful day. Don't just sit there and overwhelm all day, because if you can't put the juicer together, you're definitely not going to be able to achieve a single thing that's on that list, and especially not something important. And if you're like me, this is my office. I have a whiteboard there. There's a big whiteboard on the ground, I have a big whiteboard there, and I have another one over there. Whiteboard therapy all day long, all day long. So they're my solutions for overcoming overwhelm, so you can not get stuck like me and not be able to put one foot in the front of the other and just put a freaking juicer together. So I hope these help. I'm very excited right now. It sounds like I need to go and do some whiteboard therapy right now. And I hope this has helped you to overcome your overwhelm. Now, if you want to join me and work through different strategies and paint a big picture of your life goal, your big missions in life, and work together one-on-one to help you blow the roof off those and ditch your blocks and put strategies and tactics in place so that you can build that business and life you love, then hit the link that's with this video. We're taking on only 6 one-on-one lady ballers that are gonna work with me personally. Or we can chat about a Lady Balls retreat, whatever it is, go jump on the phone with me. There's also the Lady Balls Club. I hope to see you guys over there and chat to you soon.